cast out to the wind. And the road has called my name. I know it's hard to understand, giving everything I can, leaving nothing left unturned. Say my name and say it loud. Pull the essence from the crowd. Take the battle to the ground, leaving nothing left unturned. Everybody feels the same, from the cradle to the grave. Let the people know my name and the person I've become. I'm looking for the sound that holds the key to every single heart that's close to me. So open up your door and let me in, and let's begin again. I'm looking for the sound that knows the name of every single soul that feels the same. So open up your heart and let me in, and let's begin again. Let's begin again. Let's begin again, 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 the same. So open up your heart and let me in, and let's begin again. I'm looking for the sound that knows the name of every single soul that feels the same. So open up your door and let me in, and let's begin again. I'm looking for the sound that knows the name of every single soul that feels the same. So open up your heart and let me in, and let's begin again, 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 again. Yeah, let's begin again, 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 again. Let's begin again, 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 again.
Listening to Ian Moore and the Lossy Coils live from Studio 2A here on the homestretch on KXCI. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yes.
Hey. Howdy.
So glad that you're here. I've been waiting to hear that sound live forever.
Right.
Ian, do you want to introduce who's playing with you here? Giving everyone credit for their role.
Yes, of course. There's five of us. Right now on the accordion is Cullen Fox.
Hello.
And on the guitar is Greg Bashirs.
How you doing, Tucson?
On what would be the bass but is an invisible friend is Matt Harris.
I'm on finger snaps.
Finger snaps.
Oh, and harmonizing.
Lots of singing. And then on the tambourine, and sometimes, oftentimes, drums is Falcon Valdez.
Very good. What's going on with you these days? You've got a lot of new things happening. You've got a soul record coming out. Give me the status update, the state of the union for Mr. Moore.
What's happening is we're putting out these soul tracks. I'm going to put out a soul EP in a proper... It's kind of weird talking about music now because it can come out in so many different ways.
And yeah.
Right now what we're doing is just putting these tracks out digitally, so for free, to kind of prime people for the next project that's officially coming out, which is... I've just been calling them just because I'm tired of thinking about all the different descriptives and it feels too self-important. So I just go the soul record, the funk record, and the rock record.
Oh, there you go.
They're not, none of them are really that, but.
I would like to hear another song.
Yeah.
You got one queued up?
Yeah, we're going to do this kind of a soul tune now that I said there's nothing like that. But this one's called My Girl. You know, just a simple little soul song. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
From 1,000 miles, your subtle look and your wayfair smile. You brought me close so only I can see, and bathe me, baby, in your luxury. And now my friends say that I'm not the same. Say it out loud.
You're listening to Ian Moore and the Lossy Coils live here on the home stretch on KXCI. I was thinking earlier today about how long you've been a working musician, since you're like your late teens, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I was telling a story last night. I was going to UT, University of Texas in Austin, and kind of drifting towards probably a musicology degree because I started out pre-law.
Oh, I didn't know pre... Oh.
Well, it was a minute. I mean, literally, like, I just got in there. But I got my first national tour. I was playing locally, and I had an offer to go on tour, and I went into my counselor kind of randomly. Could have been anybody. Talked to this random lady and said, I have a national tour I can do. Should I do it? Because I really didn't know who to talk to. And I knew I was going to have to drop out. And she's like, well, yeah, of course, you got to do it. You know, it's like a month. You know, she just, you know, re-enroll when you're done.
Well, you're not done yet.
I know.
There's still time.
She's still waiting for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a, so it's been a while. I mean, it's a crazy life. It's a great life. It's a really interesting life. You know, we were talking about every single night so different from a cultural standpoint. I mean, you're thrust into environments that most people don't see.
Right.
You know, because it's like you get to the heart of the town and you're in the epicenter of the town. Like tonight we're at Congress and, you know, last night we were downtown Albuquerque and it's... just a wild ride.
Yeah. How would you say, I mean, I'm sure there's numerous ways, but if you could point to one of the most significant ways that the sort of touring life has changed for you since the beginning.
Touring life, well, getting the word out's probably the most different. And the thing that I don't want to be a grouch about at all, but I do find that it is tiresome, you know, instead of just hanging out and being present, there's a lot of work doing social media, a bunch of crap like that.
Yeah.
But if you don't do it, people don't know that you're playing. So that's probably the biggest change to me. I think there's a lot more diversions for people. You know, I think in the late 80s, early 90s, when I started playing, it was kind of like, do you want to go see a movie or do you want to go see a band? You know, now it's kind of like, hey, there's a lot of stuff to do. So you really have to be compelling. I kind of feel like sometimes I feel like a movie theater in the wake of Betamax, you know?
Well, I think you're perfectly compelling. We've got time for one more song. I got to send you on your way to soundcheck.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this one's called Lords of the Levee, being that we were talking about all the public policy stuff. So let's see. All the practice will come in handy now.
I like to run so far from here so I can find some air to breathe, 'cause I can't stand so many lies. How can they look me in the eyes and say everything that they're talking about with their self-defense and their righteous shouts to the skies? It's easy when you've got a crowd, when your voice can rise up to the sound of the time. Then you can't be wrong, when God's on your side, you just sing along. Don't be afraid to say you never hurt anyone anyway. Invisible lines that run through a town, from the lords of the levee to the projects run down. And the mayor so smooth, tongue of linen and lies, filled with bad proclamations that light up the skies. 'Cause it's everything that you talk about with your self-defense and your righteous shouts to the skies. And it's easy when you've got a crowd, when your voice can rise up to the sound of the time. Then you can't be wrong, God's on your side, so sing along. Don't be afraid to say you never hurt anyone anyway. So fill yourself up with the truth of the crowd. Let the tremble with the shot and the sound, and purity burns in the white of your skin, and you shout revolution as you burn out your sins. 'Cause it's everything that we're talking about with to shout to the sky. And it's easy when we've got a crowd, when our voice can rise up to the sound of the time. We can't be wrong, God's on our side. So sing along, don't be afraid to say we never hurt anyone anyway.
You've been listening to Ian Moore, and thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.